Board of Trustees of Loma Linda College, Loma Linda, California, April 9, 1912. To the Board of Trustees of the Loma Linda College of Medical Evangelists. Dear brethren, I have read a statement regarding the plans for the work of various ones at Loma Linda, and I do not see anything in it but what seems to be wise. The work at Loma Linda has grown to be very large. It is broadening all the time, and there must be a sufficiency of workers who will labor together understandingly in order to carry this great work. I have not felt that I could give my consent to any plan that looked forward to completely disconnecting Elder Burden from the work at Loma Linda, nor that steps should be taken that would be regarded as a censure upon him, for he has labored faithfully and untiringly in the building up of the work. Many times I have been here, and have realized that the Spirit of God was here, and was working through Brother and Sister Burden. But in the plan for distributing the responsibilities here, I do not see that Brother Burden is put out of the place that the Lord would have him fill as a burden bearer and counselor in the work here, and as a helper in the spiritual interests of the sanitarium. It is right that others should be brought in to carry some of the perplexities that have heretofore come to Brother Burden. This plan seems to me to open the way for a unity of working with a variety of talent. I think it should be a relief to Brother Burden to lay off the perplexing matters, the managing of many business lines. This is what ought to be done, and in view of what has been assigned to him, I cannot see that he has been crowded out, nor do I see anything that seems to throw discredit upon him. He must not look at it as though he has been discredited, but he should unite with the helpers to carry out these plans formed by his brethren, which seem to be consistent. The workers must all blend together to make the work a success. I am of the opinion that you have all come to a wise arrangement. May the Lord bless you in carrying out these plans. A Brief Statement of an Interview with Mrs. E. G. White by Robinson. A little while ago, I went up to Sister White's room. I found that Elder Irwin had asked Sister McEnterfer to inquire of Sister White if she had anything to say regarding Brother Burden's work. It was represented to Sister White that the board had taken action to put someone else in as manager in his place and ask him to go into the field to solicit means, and when I came in, she spoke to me about this. She spoke of the need of very careful consideration of this matter, saying that it should not be hastily acted upon. Human judgment, she said, is not to be depended upon. The Lord has placed Brother Burden here. In the past, Brother Burden has stood firmly for the right and has labored for the interests of the institution conscientiously and faithfully. To make a change, without very clear and definite light that it is the Lord's will, would bring sad results to the work, and it might open the way for others who do not have a clear conception of the Lord's purpose to mold and fashion the work according to their own ideas. Brother Burden's work should be in the place where God has put him, until the Lord makes it clear that there should be a change. Robinson.